It's 8:56, 81 degrees already here in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. So we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like generally defensive trade this morning as the market awaits the USDA numbers at noon Eastern time. The dollar is a touch weaker. Watching the FOMC in the mix today as the Fed chairman is speaking in front of Congress. Her comments so far this morning is that they expect to start, central bank expects to keep raising interest rates for the foreseeable future, and that trimming the massive bond position is expected to continue. We did not see any USDA export sales announced this morning on the overnight reporting system. Current price action looks like September corn is down a nickel at 396 and three quarters. New crop December is at 409, down 5 1/4 as well. And next July, 427 and three quarters, down 4 1/2. August beans down 7 3/4 at 1021 1/2. New crop November, 1035, down 8 1/4. August meal, 336.40 a ton, down $2.30. And August soybean oil, 33.60, down 21. Switching to the wheat market, September wheat down 6 at 547, even in Chicago. December wheat is 570, down 6 1/2. Kansas City wheat basis December is down a nickel at 578 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, our upside leader of late, is actually slipping down about 8 at 784 1/4. Switching gears, crude market is higher this morning, which should offer some support to commodities in general. Focus continues to be the direction of fund activity. This Friday, we expect to see the funds, or look to see if the funds have reversed their position in corn from short to long, as they did in wheat. Trade expectations of the USDA numbers today are for old crop corn carryout to increase, old crop soybean carryout to decrease, both based on quarterly grain stocks numbers. New crop carryout expected to decline as yield expectations decline. Trade estimates show bean yield expectations at 47.9 bushel per acre, down slightly from last month's 48 bushel per acre figure. Corn yield is expected to be down to 169.6, down from 170.7 last month. Keep in mind that historically, significant yield adjustments by the USDA occur more often in August than they do in July, and many of the trade estimates on the national average yield are comfortably below the 169.6 figure for this analysis. We don't want folks to lose sight that longer term, the market is likely to remain adequately supplied for the foreseeable future. We need to continue to find ways to reward additional rallies. Although we do not expect the USDA to adjust yield expectations significantly, a step lower should be construed as a supportive influence to prices. Final thought is that reinforce the historically yielded assumptions and adjustments should still be a month or so away. Our working in-house estimate for national average yield are in the neighborhood of 165 bushel per acre for corn and 46 bushel per acre for beans. Now that we've reached mid-July, the bean yield figure is a bigger factor. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, with a commodity market update here on this Wednesday. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny, hot, and humid. A high of 93 degrees. There will be a bit of a breeze out there at least. Southwest wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but heat index readings up over 100 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm with a low of 74 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88. Bit of a break from the humidity on Friday with sunny skies and cooler temperatures, a high of 79. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 81 degrees at 9 o'clock.